we'll do, quickly do two more aspects. Our time is beginning to run out, and I want to just wrap it up in a minute. But Jesus, and I'm going to say this, endured our shame that we might share his glory. If you turn to Matthew 27, you'll find the description of the crucifixion. Matthew 27, verses 35 and 36. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots. They took from him all his clothes. A man in those days had four items of clothing. There were four soldiers. One soldier took one item each. Then they cast lots for the seamless robe. Then it says in verse 36, sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Now I want to say this in a way that is discreet, but Jesus was exposed naked to the eyes of all who passed by. And it's a very interesting thing that you'll notice in the record of the Gospels, the women that came with him stood at a distance. The only woman who came close was his mother. The Bible is so discreet. He endured our shame. Now, what's the opposite? We'll turn to Hebrews again, chapter 2 and verse 10, the very next verse after the one we looked at. For it was fitting for him, that's God the Father, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the author of their salvation, that's Jesus, perfect through sufferings. What was God's purpose to bring many sons to what? To glory. How was that made possible? Because Jesus endured our shame that we might share his glory. I've discovered in counseling people that one of the deepest wounds of the human heart is shame. And there are many different causes, but one very common cause in our contemporary culture is in children who've been sexually abused in childhood. And in America, they estimate that's true of one in every four children in the United States today. And it leaves a scar, a shame. But thank God we don't have to stop with the problem. We've got the solution. And I have helped many people. Jesus endured your shame that you might share his glory. You find some people, I'm not looking at anybody, so I want to be very careful. But you'll see some people who, when they pray, never lift their face up to God. They always keep their head down like that. Usually, the problem is shame. When a person is delivered, Job said, I will lift up my face without spot to God. Many times we're not aware of the secret bondage that holds us. But the release from every bondage is provided through the cross. So let's do the exchange. I think you can do it this time without my coaching you. You're a wonderful group of people. All right. Jesus endured our shame that we might share his glory. All right.